From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, is there more the U.S. could do to end the standoff over a kidnapped Israeli soldier?
First, the lead, North Korea. The Bush administration says North Korea showed defiance by firing off a series of missiles, including one supposedly capable of reaching Alaska. U.S. officials say that the long-range missile, it's called the Taipodong-2, failed just 40 seconds into flight. Still, the test drew widespread condemnation. The U.N. Security Council held an urgent session on North Korea this morning, and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice had this to say at the State Department today.
The international community does have at its disposal a number of tools to make it more difficult for North Korea to engage in this kind of brinksmanship and to engage in the continued pursuit of its nuclear weapons programs and of its missile programs.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us to talk about diplomatic pursuits at the moment. Michelle, first of all, what is the UN Security Council doing about this?
The French ambassador who's chairing the council this month said he put North Korea right at the top of the agenda today. Japan, the U.S., Britain quickly got working on a draft resolution, and the idea would be that it would condemn North Korea's actions, urge North Korea to get back to these six-party talks on the nuclear issue, and to consider further measures to rein in North Korea's missile program. And that, of course, is diplomatic speak for sanctions, something like bans on technology transfers, for instance. I should say that the U.S. has often complained that the Security Council hasn't taken action against North Korea before, and they hope U.S. officials are hoping that the mood is changing now.
And that's the subject of remarks by U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton, today speaking on this. Here he is.
This is obviously a very serious matter because of the North Korean provocation, but this is precisely what the Security Council is designed to handle, and we hope the Council will rise to the occasion. We think we can proceed in a calm and deliberate fashion, but we hope we have a strong and unanimous signal from the Council that this kind of behavior is unacceptable.
A calm and deliberate manner, the ambassador says. What about a quick action?
Well, the key, of course, to all of this is going to be China, which is a permanent Security Council member. And John Bolton was not making any predictions about how China would vote in this. He did say that the tenor of the conversations, he was pleased with that today because he said no one defended what the North Koreans have done. So he said there was clear support for sending a signal to Pyongyang, but it's going to take some work on this draft resolution.
Michelle, I wonder how much of a surprise this was, because this long-range missile had been sitting on a launching pad for a couple of weeks at least, and then I think we'd kind of stopped paying attention to it, and suddenly on the 4th of July, up it goes.
That's right. Well, I mean, U.S. officials said it wasn't a surprise that the Koreans were preparing for this for a long time. Japan, China, South Korea were all warning against it for the past couple of weeks. And even the fact that it failed didn't seem to be much of a surprise. President Bush's national security advisor said that a missile that fails 40 seconds after it's launched is not a threat to the territory of the U.S. But even so, as they played down this threat, the U.S. is really hoping to capitalize on the anger in the international community to build up pressure on North Korea and get North Korea back to these six-party talks.
And what has happened to those talks?
Essentially, they've been stalled since September. North Korea's refusing to return because it's angry about these U.S. allegations that North Korea has been counterfeiting U.S. dollars, and the U.S. imposed sanctions late last year to limit this. So these talks have been stalled since then.
Do you think this missile test, the firing of this, is this going to change how Washington approaches relations here and its approach to these talks?
Well, the administration has been really divided in the past few years about this. I mean, hardliners will likely say that they see this as justification of their approach, that you can't negotiate with North Koreans. Others argue that the six-party talks is the only way to handle the situation, bring in regional powers, South Korea, Japan, China, Russia, get them all united to show that North Korea is really united. And Secretary Rice, in fact, did talk about that today. She said this is the right diplomatic infrastructure to solve the problem. But this also may give fuel to yet another argument that we've been hearing from some members of Congress and analysts in Washington, and that is that the Bush administration's approach to North Korea has failed, and the only way to resolve this is one-on-one talks. That's not where the administration seems to be heading right now.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.